2 years before my daughter was born, my wife wouldn't get on a plane because the anxiety was so heavy. It was so hard, like just thinking about flying. So we had all these warning signs, but it took a crisis for us to start changing path. So I really feel like, you know, this is the path I'm supposed to be on. This is the path I'm to be on, is to help the world with health, to really connect the dots and change the world.
Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on the show, we explore the survivor's journey, practitioners making a difference, and the therapeutic treatments and transformational technology that allow the body to heal itself. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Through my healing journey, I've become increasingly aware of the way environmental toxicity affects my body. In the past, I've tested high for mercury, lead, cadmium, glyphosate, and mycotoxins from mold. I've experienced this as fatigue, full body neuralgia, and brain fog. And after years of conventional treatments with limited results, I knew I needed to ask different questions if I wanted a different answer. Now, around this time, I was introduced to the Ion Cleanse by AMD at an integrative wellness symposium. I came across a technology where people put their feet in water, and over the next 20 to 30 minutes, ions were released into the water that assists the body's natural ability to release toxins. As you can imagine, I was very, very skeptical, but after my first session, I felt clear-headed, lighter, and a little bit high, and I was intrigued enough to invest in a unit. My N equals one experiment? I've watched levels of most environmental toxicity fall by almost 30% after 4 months. Now, this is a friend favorite, and as people come over to my home, they ask, Freddie, can I please do a foot bath? This is a heart-centered company, the support is amazing, and they offer a 60-day, 100% money-back guarantee. The Ion Cleanse by AMD is a safe, non-invasive way to help the body detox naturally, and it's trusted by the Beautifully Broken Podcast. So reach out to Glenn at AMD today and see if it's a good fit for your home or your wellness clinic. Visit their site for more details at www.amajordifference.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. We are here with a guest that has been on the community wish list for a long time, We have Dr. Jay Davidson, and we're going to talk a little bit about CellCor. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Freddie. It's great to be here.
It's an honor on my side. So before we get into detoxification and bioactive carbons, Can I ask very candidly, why are you in the field of health and wellness and vitality and detoxification? What lights up in you that makes you commit to this for your time on planet Earth?
Well, my path was chosen for health. So I was big into sports growing up, played everything. My mom thought, you know, if I wasn't going to be a professional sports player, I'd be a commentator. And she recently told me that, which I thought was really interesting. But basically, as I ate, breathed, loved sports, like watch, played all the time. It's like all I did. I had injury of my knee, and then it just repetitively, I actually dislocated my kneecap and repetitively did that to the point where I had to go in for surgery when I was 16. And when I went in for surgery, quite an experience, knee immobilizer for 6 weeks, you know, I got out of that, basically leg immobilizer, right? So you couldn't bend the knee. I got out of it, and my quad muscle on my left leg was the same size as my calf muscle on my right leg. And it was like, oh my gosh, because I didn't move the leg for 6 weeks. They didn't want me to. And then I went to physical therapy. And when I was going through physical therapy, I was like, man, I want to be a physical therapist. And the physical therapist actually told me, he's like, no, you don't want to be a PT. Be something like a PA or do something else, but you don't want to be a PT. I'm like, okay. And that was coming into my senior year. It was after baseball season, so I could recover for the next season, my senior year. And I just never actually recovered from that until the last few years. I figured out a lot of stuff on my leg, and that's been amazing now. But it was definitely a lot of stress. So I went to college and was basically searching for what should I do in the health field. And I became very interested in like nutrition and vitamins and exercise and, you know, just progressed. And then my mom one day said, hey, why don't you go visit my chiropractor when you're on break from college? I'm like, okay, sounds good. Literally sat down with him. He was talking nutrition about the body can heal itself. I'm like, this is what I want to do. And that was that moment where I went to chiropractic school.
That's incredible. I have the, I've had the same experience with having touched on a couple different practitioners where it was, is opposed to a disease management. They're more talking about these building blocks, these essential building blocks of the body that can really yield better health. And the body has the innate capability to do this on its own. That stuff has always lit me up to that kind of line of questioning. And so now today brings us to like 2021. Sounds so weird to say out loud, but here we're sitting and now you're working with a company called Cellcor, which is something I know a lot about. But again, you know, if we're in, let's say we're on one of the long transfer escalators in Dallas Airport, and you've got to tell me what Cellcor is, what would you say to me if I was a stranger?
Well, it's essentially a nutraceutical company. Nutraceutical sounds weird, so you could say supplement, but it is built on carbon technology. So the question always is like, when you're taking a supplement, right? You're looking for the added benefit. Think, and in the world supplement, the word supplement comes from the fact you can't get something from food. So you're having to supplement that. So I'm a really big fan of like quality food. That's your base. And then you're, you know, supplementing your diet with supplements. The big question is what's in the supplement that is protecting and delivering that? What's helping that? Because once you swallow a capsule and it opens up in your stomach and the stomach acid tears apart the herbs and you lose 90% of it and you only get 10% absorption in the small intestine because, you know, our digestive tract broke a lot of it down. The question really comes into, well, what can I do to help protect and deliver those products so that they're more effective? What can I do to take products that have more of what I would consider like plant energy, like real energy in them to get into the cells, to get out of the cells. And that's really what our focus is at Cellcor Biosciences, is we have a team of scientists, a couple different laboratories that basically take these fulvic and humic acids and we extract them. And we have very proprietary places in the US where we get them. So nobody else has it, but we take the extracts, or we take the fulvic and the humic and we extract them in specific pieces, because fulvic acid is essentially the ultimate adaptogen. It has more different configurations and abilities than anything on the planet. Like you hear about ashwagandha and rhodiola and, you know, this and that for the adrenal, you know, adaptogen. It's like fulvic acid, hands down, is the thing. And so we extract and basically change things about it depending on what the product's for. So we have like an iodine supplement that is for obviously giving the body iodine and iodide, you know, two different forms that the body needs. But iodine gets kicked out of the body from chlorine, bromine, fluorine, right? So just the stuff we're drinking in our water to touching our electronics with flame retardant on brominated, you know, whatever, flame retardant on it, that's going to compete for iodine. And so we have carbon technology within the iodine product to actually help bind on to the halogens that are overtaking iodine, to bind on to chlorine, fluorine, bromine, that's actually built into the product. So not only does the carbon technology help to bind on to toxins that the body doesn't want, but also helps to deliver and protect the iodine and iodide through the stomach acid, because again, that's a very harsh environment. So that's really our focus, is detoxification and proper protocol order. That you can take amazing stuff. If you go in the wrong order, though, oftentimes you don't get the result. It's about putting the protocol in the proper order and taking effective stuff. And that's what changes lives, which has changed my life, changed my wife's life. We didn't really get into this at all, but my wife nearly died of Lyme disease twice. And that's what really shifted me from more of a chiropractic, structural chiropractor to more of this functional medicine, to dive in, to then connect the dots. And then Dr. Todd Watts and myself formed Cellcor Biosciences and are teaching practitioners about this stuff to obviously focus on changing the world, as what we're going through in the last year or two has been a little chaotic. And in the end, if we just have our health, the world changes.
The world changes. We become so capable as human beings, which, man, the world really is calling for us to step up right now. I see that in every headline. I'm like, man, we really need people at 100%.
Yep.
You know, we really need it. I would take that one step further, that question. And so we have 30 more seconds to walk down this long transfer in Dallas Airport. So what would you say, what's the problem that Cellcor is attempting to solve in the world?
Toxicity. So as you, and this is not a popular opinion, so take some of this, the listener, with a grain of salt that this will be probably a little intentionally disruptive, but the idea that it is that bugs are out to kill us or that some virus is going to take us down, like, it's silly. I mean, we have tons of bacteria in our body. We have tons of viruses in our body. We have way more of those things than we do actually human cells. And to think that those are designed to take us down, and we need to shift our focus into, it's about the toxin. It's about the chemicals. Right now, the EPA actually was looking yesterday as I was getting together a presentation for a practitioner seminar that's coming up. And there's over 86,000 chemicals registered to the EPA alone. These are man-made chemicals currently right now in the United States. Hardly any of them have ever been tested on safety, let alone how they interact with each other. And there's no focus on chemicals and toxicity. And on the flip side, I have had people say to me, well, that's why we have a liver and kidneys. Like, we don't need to detox. That's what our organs do. But the problem is we're bombarded with it. And when we're overwhelmed with toxins, not just from food, drinking water, environment, I mean, basically the whole country of Canada seems to spray their forests with glyphosate. It's unbelievable. So it's, the question is not, are you exposed to toxins? It's how much. And then what are we doing to actually detoxify? And that's the whole purpose of Cellcor, is actually to detoxify the chemicals out of the body that are wreaking havoc and causing pleomorphism of these microbes to change form to then become pathogenic. So it's not as if I caught a bug and now all of a sudden I'm sick. It is, you created an environment for the bugs that are already in our bodies to change form, and in science it's called pleomorphism, change form, become pathogenic, and then what we would consider to be an infection. It's not just about then killing the bug, it's about removing the source of why those bugs actually mutated and pleomorphed in the first place. And as we focus on that, that's where true health really lies. That's what our focus is about.
That's beautiful. You know, it resonates with me because it's something I firsthand walked through. And I talk about this a lot on the podcast. And if anybody hears this episode new, you know, essentially Lyme disease to metastatic cancer to 5 or 6 surgeries, heavy metal toxicity, Epstein-Barr, you know, all the viral titers in the world, and resulting in severe, severe chronic fatigue and full body myalgia. And when I started to, what was offered me through allopathic was opioids, you know, that was really painkillers. And the pain was so actually intensified by some of those medications, indomethacin, you know, things to shut down the immune system, like hydroxychloroquine. But what I found through functional medicine was looking at these incredibly high levels of heavy metal, mercury, lead. All my minerals were off as far as the balancing in my body. And it was like I had this perfect petri dish for these things to exist. And when I started to do things that make my body sweat more, or long periods of fasting, or doing specific, we'll talk about the word binders in a minute, binding certain toxins out of my body, I started to feel better. And now I have more energy than anybody I know. Now, I don't take any painkillers. You know, I'm not on any prescription medications for any of the things that I mentioned. It's all been through these, you know, life-giving supplements and some energetic tools as well. We talk about pulse electromagnetic field and light, but really leaning into a natural lifestyle. So I always say I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. It's something I've lived and I've felt extreme benefit. And I'm so, you know, I want to yell it from the rooftops when people come in and they message me on social media or the podcast, and these people that they send you these stories of them being bedridden for 5-6 years, you know, and it's usually when they find a company like Cellcor, or, you know, they do some intervention that changes their life and they become these evangelists too. So I really want to get into the weeds around the, you know, the whys and the hows of this, like you said, a nutraceutical line, and why you guys are having success. Before we do that, I would love to just hear just a little heartfelt moment about what happened with your wife and that experience with Lyme disease. Because, you know, again, it's like something I never remember being bitten by a tick. I just know that's something along my road of severe dysfunction that I found in my blood work from sending my blood away to California in this fancy lab. But I'd love to hear what happened and how she got to the other side.
Yeah, it's. I guess that's probably fitting with your podcast title, huh? Beautifully broken.
A little beautifully broken.
So my wife, we met in undergrad. I already decided I wanted to go to chiropractic school. She decided she wanted to, and she was actually going to go to a different school and decided the day before she dropped out of that school and we went to the same school. So that's kind of solidified our relationship. And so we actually went to school together. So my wife's also got her doctorate of chiropractic. And we were in practice doing healthy, what we viewed as healthy things, you know, Vitamix and juicing and, you know, what we thought was detoxing and exercise. And we taught this stuff to our patients at the time in our clinic in Wisconsin where we practiced. And my daughter was born in 2012, actually on my wife's birthday. They're both 4th of July babies. Mm-hmm. On my wife's 30th birthday, she was born. And I remember leading up to that in the chiropractic office, my wife telling our staff, oh, just give me a week and I'll be back. Because we're like, we have no problem with working hard. And basically the labor was tough, natural birth, but it was like 25 hours, you know, no painkillers. So my wife was like an absolute champion. But then her body just didn't recover. And after 2 months, her body was pretty much shutting down to the point where she stopped producing milk. And we started going on a Weston A. Price homemaking our, you know, formula, if you will, goat milk and all this concoction stuff. And as soon as we did, what was interesting is our daughter immediately stopped crying. And she was a crier. And it was like adjusting her and just trying to do all the natural things that we knew to let the body express itself. But it was like my wife was going through so much pain. I'm sure that was just passing on chemically through the milk and just causing disruption in my wife or my daughter's body. And as my wife's body shut down, she became allergic to everything. So even a piece of lettuce would swell her throat up. So she stopped eating, basically. She just drank water. And at the time, so this is back in 2012, so quite a while ago before the whole fasting thing caught, I would say, more mainstream. But we heard about bone broth, traditional bone broth. This is before the protein was out, and started making that. And she basically water fasted or bone broth fast, just water and bone broth for 17 days. She dropped a lot of weight. She dropped pretty much like 40 pounds in that time period, which I would not recommend, but her body was shutting down. And what happened is it dropped inflammation a tremendous amount. Then as we got feet underneath, and there was just many nights, it's hard for me to go back to this place because I like it brings me such a like a
I know
emotional place. But I remember laying next to her in our house in Wisconsin, just not wanting to go to bed because I didn't know if she'd be alive when I woke up in the morning. Like it was that monumental. And it was thankfully, right, recovered from this acute. Then we were pretty much into this chronic, like her body just didn't seem to be functioning, not doing well. We have this newborn, brand new parents, really busy practice. I'm hardly home. And it was a challenging time and basically figured out it was a Lyme flare up that was triggered by toxins. And what we thought at the time, heavy metals, we did some heavy metal detoxing and seemed to really make a big difference, a lot more than actually going after Lyme. As I look at it now, I think there's actually a lot of other toxins that are more important than heavy metals. Heavy metals are kind of like the Hollywood, get all the attention, but they're really not the main ones that move the needle on detoxing. But basically through this challenge in her life coming back, it was like she kind of kept rising up. And then our patients in our clinic are like, what is she doing? Because they saw where she was and she disappeared. And as she was coming back to life, then it was like, oh, my friend's going through the same thing. Can you help them? And then I started basically coaching people on what we were doing with my wife, you know, more of a functional medicine side. And then it just got so busy that it was like, okay, I've got this practice and, you know, this more functional medicine coaching. So we sold the practice, went full-time into that coaching side. So I worked with chronic Lyme cases for quite a few years before starting the supplement company with Dr. Watts. And that's a big portion. Like what motivates me is getting to the optimal level. I know that my wife, like she went from like 5% function to what feel like 100, but it was probably only 60. And what we've seen is that just the lights just keep coming on and on and on. And it's like every time people that know her, friends and family see her, it's like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? It's like, she's more alive now than the world. And for me to have, so my daughter's 9 years old now. So this is, you know, a little over nine years ago that all this went down. And we had warning signs 2 years before my daughter was born. My wife wouldn't get on a plane because the anxiety was so heavy. It was so hard, like just thinking about flying. So we had all these warning signs, but it took a crisis for us to start changing path. So I really feel like, you know, this is the path I'm supposed to be on. This is the path I'm to be on, is to help the world with health, to really connect the dots and change the world.
Well, I mean, listening to you speak your truth in this story, I think, you know, what comes up for me is what an incredible asset to have the empathy that a caretaker would go through, you know, when you're working with patients, because I know that was one thing, not in an evil way, but sometimes I'm like, you know, I wish the doctor, whatever, you know, detached and aloof or just very compartmentalized. And it's like, I wish I could gift you how I feel in my body for 24 hours. And just because you wouldn't speak to me this way, you know, there was just like, man, I wish you knew the severity, because I feel, you know, in my experience, it feels like I'm worried I'm not going to make it home. There's like, your brain feels so confused or lost, or the fatigue is like, you know, I'm like 28 years old. I shouldn't feel like there is a 1,000-pound weight on my back trying to walk to the subway. And there's no way you can really, there's no way you can explain the experience until you've been through it or you've seen it firsthand. So that, man, what an, you're like the perfect person to be on this team for CellCor just from your life experience. So not, I don't want to, I'm not glad you went through that, but it really is, you know, I am happy that you're using it for good.
No,
wielding that.
We're grateful of all of this, because if it wasn't for this experience or these experiences, we wouldn't be doing or where we're at or be to the level of health and happiness. Like, we would never have achieved that. It oftentimes takes a crisis. And when you're going through the crisis, right, it never feels awesome. But when you come out and you actually look back, and to get to an appreciation and gratitude for it, it's such a beautiful place to be.
It's incredible. So we can now we can pivot to something light. Now we can pivot to, like, you know, and you said, you're like, one thing that was really interesting to me, you said the metals in the body are like, you know, the Hollywood stars of chronic illness. Like, we all want to look to mercury toxicity and lead and cadmium. And you said, you know, there's greater offenders out there. Let's visit that ideology for a second.
Yeah. So this, again, not a popular topic because people love to talk about heavy metal toxicity.
Sure.
But even just the first thing of all heavy metals are toxic is a mistake. So there's different oxidative states of metals, right? Heavy metal, like iron, is a heavy metal in the body. We need it. We basically need the periodic table of elements in our body, obviously to different degrees. That's why they were all created. There is a purpose to them. Now, clearly there's toxic forms, inorganic, free-floating heavy metals that are very dangerous and damaging. But when you actually look at those people that can't recover from health, heavy metal detoxification isn't the game changer. It is the other chemicals. So one of the chemicals that's very important to deal with, and it usually comes from drinking water. And again, this is going to be a little, I'll get arrows thrown at me as well too, but unless you're drinking distilled water, you're probably drinking radioactive elements in your water. Radioactive elements are cesium, uranium, thorium. The one big one is radium. Just look up radium belt in Wisconsin and you'll be like, oh, huh, there's Lyme disease very prevalent in this area, the same area where you're drinking massive amounts of radium in your body. And so if you actually look at like Lyme and what triggers it, Lyme is primarily driven, I believe, by toxins, glyphosate, which is, you know, active ingredient of Roundup, essentially. Radioactive elements are big too. So radioactive elements, if you have a campfire and you're to take a coal out of the campfire and you were to swallow it, that's basically the effects of radioactive elements. So radioactive elements is a element that's basically giving off energy that's damaging your DNA and damaging your mitochondria inside the body. So it's basically like taking a hot ashen. And that's continuing to burn inside the body until you remove it. And some radioactive elements have half-lives of years, 100 years, thousands of years. So unless you're actually, and these are, you know, science estimates, so you can obviously get a little picky on, well, we don't know the exact amount. Well, no, but if they hang around, you know, if their half-life is 100 years, that means if you were to swallow 100 milligrams of a radioactive element, in 100 years, you're going to have 50 milligrams still in your body. So that's what half-life means. Wow. So we look at these half-lives, they're really long, which means they're continually causing damage. And so, for instance, lead heavy metal gets attention for osteoporosis, you know, because lead competes for calcium in the bone, right? It's, mm-hmm. There's some similarities. Well, the reason why is, so lead is more of an effect. It's not the actual cause. So if I'm drinking water that has radium in it, radium is a bone-seeking radioactive element. That'll then compete with calcium, kick it off, and it'll go into your bone. Well, if I'm going to go to the doctor, I'm going to get an x-ray done. What are they generally, if they want to do an x-ray, let's say of my chest, they're going to generally shield other areas. What's on that shield? What's the shield made out of, Freddie?
Lead.
Lead. So the question is, well, why do they use lead? It's not that if lead is like when radiation gets shot out of an x-ray machine, that lead reflects and doesn't get absorbed from in the body. It's the lead's actually absorbing the radiation. So when you shoot a lead vest with an x-ray, the lead's actually absorbing that. So when people heavy metal detox and they've done 100 EDTA chelation, you know, IV chelations, and they're like, I just can't get rid of the lead. It's because lead is an effect. It's not the actual cause of your health issue. The reason why you have lead toxicity oftentimes is that you have high amounts of radium in the body. So the lead is going to go to the area where the radium is because it's trying to absorb that radioactive energy that's being given off. And so you can actually make somebody worse, in my mind, trying to detox lead if you're not actually getting to the radium that's underlying it. And now we associate lead, right? Osteoporosis, because it's in the bone. But the main culprit of what's causing the damage in the first place is actually the radioactive element in the bone called radium. And then that's what's suppressing the immune system. And if your immune system's suppressed, guess what you can have? You can get Lyme and all kinds of other co-infections. And that's the interesting thing is when somebody has Lyme disease, they don't just have Borrelia burgdorferi. They have Lyme, Babesia, Bartonella, Ehrlichia, Mycoplasma, you know, EBV and Blastocystis hominis, H. pylori, right? The list goes on. It is not, I have a bug issue. It is your immune system compromised because of a toxin that's in the body. And that kind of goes back to all bugs pleomorph. So stop me if this is too far, but let's look at the microbiome, for instance. If I am drinking chemicals, I have good bugs in my body that's trying to help me digest. As soon as I'm exposed to a chemical, depending on that chemical, certain strains of bugs or a strain of bug will change form. It'll pleomorph into a pathogenic form to try to biodegrade the poison.
Yes.
If I'm continually exposed to that poison, let's look at C. diff, for instance. If I'm continually exposed to that poison, the bugs that are naturally harmonious, commensal, they're all fine in my body, they're going to continually be pleomorphing, changing form into this pathogenic form because it's trying to biodegrade the poison. So if all we focus on is, oh my gosh, you have C. diff, take this antibiotic. Well, it's like, wait a minute. C. diff is there because of a poison or a toxin and it's changing form. So how does taking another poison, antibiotic, anti-life is really what that means. How does taking another poison to try to kill the bugs that are caused from another poison make any sense? And granted, there's times where you have a raging infection and you need to bring it down. I'm not saying not to address it.
Yeah.
But the focus is get to the underlying toxins, and radioactive elements are a massive form of chemicals within the body. Actually, more of the industrial and environmental toxins are a lot more prevalent and more damaging than heavy metals as well too. So that could be like byproducts of the petroleum industry. That could be byproducts of plastics. That could be the anti-stick chemicals on pans that leach into our environment and we're exposed to or we cook with, right? All those things. And then the other, another really big one is the toxin that the mold colonies produce called a mycotoxin. Those are horribly damaging. So when somebody talks about heavy metals, I'm like, okay, you know, that's the Hollywood, but let's actually talk about the real things that are causing problems in people's body, because we know clinically when you remove those real things, magically, you don't have to address heavy metals like we've all been taught with the DMSA, the DMPS, EDTA, all these chelation, old school type forms that are supposed to target that. So
Yeah, it's fascinating. I had somebody explain it to me like this one time. We were talking about toxicity. I've had a lot of experts on the show on toxicity. And, you know, there's been a consensus that the metals are almost like these junk car parts, that the body is like, well, I can sort of use that. You know, I can sort of bring that into a bone, or I can sort of use this, you know, mercury sort of will fit in a receptor site that magnesium might use. And so the body's doing the best it can with what's it's available, but there's other things that are creating these disruptions, like you're saying, upstream, that have a greater effect on total body health. Does that sound possible, that theory?
Yeah. So it's when you look at elements. So there's a lot of research on fulvic acid, for instance, being able to change an oxidative state. So let's say you have so all minerals are metals, and then there's certain metals that are heavy. So all minerals, right? I don't want metals, but I want minerals. Well, they're actually the same thing. So just for clarification, and then all minerals or metals will actually deplete oxygen, which is why it's important if you're going to take minerals that the product's actually saturated in oxygen. Otherwise, it'll take oxygen from the body. That's just chemistry. So as we look at different minerals or metals, there's research that shows that fulvic acid can actually change the oxidative state. So in just simple terms, if I have, you know, iron and there's an oxidative state called 2+ or -2 or 0, right? And it's basically orbital shell chemistry stuff. That there's certain forms that the body needs and there's certain forms that the body doesn't need and that are, you know, more dangerous to the body, for instance. Well, the fulvic acid can actually change the oxidative state of elements. So it can transmutate or it can transconfigure them. It's also been shown in literature that it can actually change an element. And this is the craziest thing. You can change a mineral or a metal element to a different one. That's transmutation. So the answer isn't always, I have to clear out this mineral or metal if it's in the wrong form or it's in excess. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's just changing it to the form that's usable or changing the form of what it needs. I mean, there's literature back a long time ago where they specifically didn't feed the chickens any calcium at all. And yet there's tons of calcium coming out in the eggshell. And they're like, the chicken itself has to be able to, you know, transmutate or mutate the actual elements into other elements. And so the human body is amazing. So is there junk car parts like in your analogy that the body might be able to use? Yeah, probably, because it could probably change the form of them or it can probably alter them to some degree. Obviously, there's things in literature, like I mentioned, fulvic acid, that are primary contributors of being able to help that, which, I mean, that's in soil. So if you're gardening and you don't scrub every little inch of the dirt off and you're consuming food that's clean, I mean, you could just be naturally getting that in your diet too.
Incredible. So if we kind of pivot back to this, we've mentioned this a couple, we've said the fulvic and the humic acids, you know, have these incredible properties. And I know this because I take Cellcore. But it seems like most of the products in this line of nutraceuticals includes very, if I looked at the labels, this is made me laugh the other day. If I looked at the labels and I have a total cupboard full of Cellcore things, there's a lot of similar ingredients in the different products. So can you speak to why we're using these specific acids and carbons in many of the products in the Cellcore line?
Yeah. So if you look at the ingredients, you'll see extracts of fulvic acid, extracts of humic acid, polysaccharides, polyelectrolytes, and everything. And it's like, oh, it's just the same stuff. Well, no, it's depending on what part we're actually extracting. So when you actually get into like fulvic acid and somebody buys like, oh, I'm going to buy some fulvic acid. Well, fulvic acid is naturally inside of humic acid. So humic acid is like this big molecule. Fulvic is in the humic acid. If you do not actually cleave or separate the fulvic acid from the humic acid, your body can't utilize the fulvic acid in that humic acid supplement. So it's really important that if you're taking a fulvic acid and humic acid, that they are separated and then brought back in together in the supplement. Otherwise, if it's humic acid with fulvic acid inside, the fulvic will never be utilized. And why this is important is the humic acid is what's considered a long chain carbon that stays in the digestive tract, that stays in the gut. So when you take it, that's kind of like a charcoal or a clay, you know, activated carbon or activated charcoal clay. It's just long chain carbons. It just stays in the gut. If you have massive leaky gut, maybe a little bit, it's going to cross the barrier, but it's not going to go anywhere because it's too big of a molecule. Fulvic acid is small and medium chain carbons. And what you got to know is it's smaller in size than what stays in the gut. So that actually can cross the gut barrier, go into the tissues, go into the cells, and even the small chain carbons can go across the blood-brain barrier. Now, what's important with a product when you're looking at it is it's not just the size that matters. The smaller, the farther it's going to penetrate in the body, like bar none. You know, they do this with zeolites. Look at the Petri dish, put some, you know, aluminum or mercury, put a drop of zeolite on it. You're like, oh, look, it bound it. But the question is how do we know just because it's small in size, how do we know that it's actually getting to the cell? It needs energy. It needs life. And so when you're looking at activated charcoal or clay, coming back to the campfire, kind of building on that example, if you go camping and you build a campfire, you're camping there for a few nights, you're burning logs, you take a log and you know, it catches on fire, that's burning the energy. The fire is the energy. So it's expending energy. What you have left is you have the ashes sitting there. The ashes are in a state that's not life-giving. And what do I mean by that? That means if you come back to that campsite a year later, you'll see there's weeds and grass and trees, everything's growing except for where that ash is. There's no life there. Like nothing's growing there. It doesn't support life. Well, I put that in a capsule and I sell it and I say, this is activated charcoal or activated carbon. It's in more technical terms, it's not been activated. It's actually been spent. So it's actually a spent carbon. When we say spent, that means the energy is gone. When we're looking at humics and fulvics, these are unspent carbons. And what that means is it still has energy in them. And we can measure energy many ways. A couple of them that we make public is pH and also what's called electrical conductivity. And so when you're looking at the ash of a charcoal, like a carbonized bamboo or activated charcoal from bamboo, it can be a pH of 10 or 11. That means there's no energy left. pH is a measurement of energy. And this is going to be a little disruptive as well, but just hang with me. The lower the pH number, which stands for potential of hydrogen, that's measured in millivolts, the lower the number, like a pH of 1, 2, 3, the higher the potential energy. The higher the number, the more alkaline, 10, 11, 12, there's no potential energy left, basically. And it's a logarithmic scale. So if I go from a pH of 7 to 6, that's 10 times more energy and pH of 6. If I go to a pH of 7 to 5, that's actually 100 times more. So we have logarithmic. So when we're looking at the carbons, we're extracting specific pieces for specific products with specific pHs. So for instance, we have a probiotic formula. We actually ran out of it and it's the new batch is coming out soon and it's actually going to have a new name. It's going to be called CT Biotic. And you can talk with your practitioner or whatever that works with it to help you out when it's out. But this probiotic, for instance, has 10 different strains of probiotics. Well, what's interesting is when we're doing our research on probiotics, because we're not a probiotic company. Like I never saw benefits of probiotics. But what we realized was that there are certain chemicals that our binders were not removing. And it's like, well, do we have to change the, like, we know we have all these different types of binders. Like, how is it not removing it? And what we realized is that we actually needed certain types of bacteria to biodegrade these poisons. And it was like, oh, okay, well, how do we get the most effectiveness of these probiotics? We had to identify what strains. Then we realized there's actually 4 different pH ranges in these different strains, which means that this is a whole weird environment that we need to support in order to have this combination. So we actually have 4 different blends of our carbon technology, these extracts, if you will, polysaccharides, extracts of fulvic, humic, polysaccharides, polyelectrolytes in there, and some other carbons. We have 4 different blends with different pHs to support the different strains of bacteria, and even we have some spores in there as well too, so they can get through the stomach acid and get through the bile to detox. So it is, from a compliance regulatory FDA, basically there's not much recognized other than like fulvic acid and humic acid, polyelectrolytes and polysaccharides. So that's why you'll see that pretty much on the label. And if we were to try to label them a little bit more chemically, if you will, like the actual chemical structure, they're going to seem too synthetic and they're going to fall a little bit more in that pharmaceutical prescription when these are just, these are natural products. There's nothing synthetic about them. We're extracting them, modifying, and then combining with herbs or depending on what the product is. So that's why the labels are a little generic, because that's kind of what the FDA and compliance wants. But just know, yeah, every product is probably a little tweak or different or vastly different than other ones.
Hi, friends. I hope you're loving the show. Let's take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. One of the consistent biohacks in my home is red light therapy, or photobiomodulation, if you want to sound fancy at a dinner party. Now, red lights have been clinically shown to help with a plethora of health benefits, including increased energy, better circulation, increased testosterone production, workout recovery, hair growth, and even help with fine lines and wrinkles on your skin. There are even multiple studies showing benefits with Alzheimer's patients. Personally, this is something I recommend for most of my clients to have in their home for its incredible benefits and relatively low cost. Now, from my research, LightPath LED continues to innovate their designs, and they include multiple wave panels and pulsing. With this initial research showing a greater depth of penetration and benefit to mitochondrial health, which, if you're a fan of the podcast, you know this is the moving target when it comes to wellness. Mind the mitochondria. So check out LightPathLED.com and use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN, all lowercase, for a 10% discount in the checkout. The inventor and founder, Scott Kennedy, is a true gem of a human being and stands behind every light that he sells. This is a Beautifully Broken podcast. Stamp of approval, 5 stars. Now let's get back to the show.
Yeah, it's, I mean, again, the labels are one thing. I think I got to go by how I feel, which again, I think it's the most powerful place that right now in this world that we can speak from in the world of wellness is experience. Because nobody can really question your experience. And I'm going to keep going back to that for any, again, controversial, not controversial. You've got to go. You got to go look at the human being, look at the terrain, look at how people are showing up, look at their ability to connect words, energy levels, dynamic states of being. You know, it's really interesting because I'm kind of straddled the chronic illness world, but also like the biohacking world. And there's so much focus on optimization, or it's like adding like these things to boost energy and to boost cellular function and voltage. But it's like the chronic illness community, really, there's so many nuggets there that the biohackers could really flourish from that they're missing, in my opinion. I want to go back to, you know, one thing we didn't really talk about, but in that, like my little timeline, I had a massive mold exposure. I bought an apartment where when it rained in right going into the Lincoln Tunnel into New York, this is after all the health shenanigans I went through, when I would step on the floor after it rained, there would be like squish, squish, squish. The water would, the floor would squish. So, and you know, I was like, it was my first home I ever bought. I had put new brand new wood floors. So I was having guys come in and repair the floors and, you know, we're kind of looking for a leak or whatever. Eventually I'm standing there one day, they opened up the wall and it was floor to ceiling, like a cake. Like, not was there mold on the stuff, there was a cake in the wall. I have great pictures of this. I need to post them on my Instagram one day. And it sent me into such a mental tizzy, I would have thought I had Alzheimer's for a little bit. It was incredible. So a lot of my time over the last 2 years, 2.5 years, have been working with mycotoxins and mold and trying to get some of those levels down in my system. I've done a lot of work, done all the foot baths, done a lot of frequency. And I came across a product called Carboxy that I had met, worked with the Integrative Wellness in Jersey, in Belmar, New Jersey, Dr. Nick and Dr. Nicole. And they said, you got to try this Carboxy. They muscle tested me. They're like, go slow. And I was like, dude, I've been binding for like, whatever, 15 years. I'm good. So I like take a half a scoop of this thing. And I was like, I was walking through molasses in my room. I was like, I'm so tired. And like, you know, I could literally feel like the stuff being leached out of my body. Anyway, so I started with just licking the end of a knife and touching that in Carboxy and putting that in a cup of water. I was still having a reaction in my body. So it's been over time and now I can tolerate it and I'm doing this. But can you talk a little bit about this product Carboxy and mold and how this one's very unique and different? I tend to, I'm really excited about where this is going. I'm not sure what's happening, but I can tolerate almost a full scoop twice a day. So I imagine something good is going to happen at some point.
Yeah. So the reactions happen just when there's toxins there and it's binding onto them. It's just, that's why we prefer slow and low, because this is unlike other stuff. When you look at other binders out on the market, like for instance, there's a multi-level marketing company in Canada with some powder. It's got pH a little over 9. There's the carbonized bamboo I mentioned, actually a little over 10 pH. So you, pretty much all binders that you've taken before, right? They're a pH 9, 10, roughly. Let's just have that. Well, if you're looking at carboxy, or you're actually looking at like biotoxin binder, which has some carboxy in it, but carboxy is like the purified, just bam, you know, you don't want to spill that on your carpet because it is like darker than ink type of binder. It is a pH more around that 5 or 6 range. So if we just, let's just say it's a pH of 6, for instance, and we're comparing it to a pH of 10. So 10 to 9 is one time. So that's 10. 9 to 8 is 100. 8 to 7 is 1,000. 7 to 6 is 10,000. So that's 10,000 times more energy potential, just if we're looking at the pH, for instance, in that product. And what we know is that the lower, according to the literature, the lower the pH, the better it is of actually binding on to chemicals. And specifically, one of them is actually heavy metals, as you talked about before. So actually being an effective heavy metal binder, you want a lower pH. And so that's just looking at one of the aspects. Now, all the carbons are saturated in oxygen. Same thing like with our mineral products, we actually saturate them in oxygen, so they're never going to steal oxygen away. And one of the differences, like if you're looking at, let me come back to mold. So basically on a mold side of things, you can run a lab test, Real Time Labs, Great Plains Labs, or Vibrant America.
I did Real Time when I went through my experience.
Yep. And you'll see the different mycotoxins, right? Mm-hmm. We can just basically taking biotoxin binder, carboxy, take some CT minerals, and then some things to support your mitochondria and support drainage. Your pre and post, you'll have mycotoxins, whatever they are, and all of them will disappear on follow-ups. The one that we found issues with, of like the levels went down, but they didn't disappear, was ochratoxin A. So if you had that on your test at all, and what we figured out with that is it's actually the probiotic, it's the bacteria along with binders that'll actually help to remove that toxin. Again, bacteria biodegrade poison. So we can just, you know, you run a test, here's your mycotoxins, you take the CellCore binders and the CT minerals, because it's such high in energy. So CT minerals, for instance, has right now through CellCore, the electrical conductivity is like 16,000. And basically, if you were to look at some of the higher supplements on the market for electrical conductivity, one of the highest that we've seen that's not CellCore has been Zach Bush's like Restore, or it's called like Ion Biome now or something like that.
Ion,
but that's like, that's like a, you know, and that's got a pH of like 9 or 10, but that electrical conductivity is more like 3000. So that's high for a supplement. Well, the CT minerals is up around, actually think the most recent one that came out of the lab was just over 16,000 for electrical conductivity. It's micro Siemens per centimeter, I think is the actual like measurement at the end of it, but or delineation, but 16,000. So just understand, like these molecules, you put them under a microscope, they're vibrating, like they're energized. And it's that energy that allows to displace toxins that are normally not able to be removed, right? These toxins are embedded into our membranes. They're causing inflammation and scarring and damage and inflaming and, you know, dysfunction within the cell. Well, we have enough energy to actually not only bind on to it, but then there's the reason that there's polysaccharides in the carbons is because it helps to repair and rebuild the damaged tissue, which is why you don't have to cycle on and off. You don't like the, if you remember the old school, like DMSA, you do 3 or 4 days on, then you have to give yourself like 7, maybe even 10 days break to try to recover, because the stuff just, you know, damaged. Yeah, it inflamed you so bad. Well, the carbon technology actually has the reparative mechanism in the product. So it's not only binding, and it's actually a stronger bond than the DMSA and EDTAs and DMPSs, because it's a covalent bond. And the easiest way to explain this is, if there's ionic bonding and there's covalent from a science standpoint. Ionic is, it's basically, if you have two atoms come together, the one atom is going to steal the electrons. So it's going to have both. And it's basically like I'm holding hands. So I'm holding hands, you know, we're connected. But if somebody starts pulling, like, you know, the hands aren't going to hold that much. Mm-hmm. Covalent bond is you're actually sharing electrons. So instead of the bully in your in school stealing your lunch money, it's like, no, we're going to share. And sharing is more like interlocking the elbows. So like when somebody walks down the, you know, aisle of a wedding, right, where they interlock the elbows, and that's a lot stronger bond. So once a covalent bond is formed, it's not letting go. When an ionic bond is formed, it's going to let go, which is why there was such a big focus of half-life and having to, oh, I got to take DMSA every 3 to 4 hours, you know, depending on if you're a fast metabolizer or not, because it's binding on, but letting go, binding on, but letting go, because it's ionic. Well, once you bind on to it covalently, that is the strongest bond. That's actually what we'd consider in science, chelated, you know, chelation or a chelated bond. But FDA, you know, FDA compliance, no nutraceutical company can say that a product chelates, because that term, even from a science standpoint, covalent means chelate. But from an FDA, chelate has to be a drug. So no nutraceutical could say, you know, chelation or it's chelating, if you will. But if you just understand that fulvic acid has a covalent bond, then you realize, oh, that's the strongest in science. So once it binds onto it, it's not going to let it go. And for those people that are used to the heavy metal detox world of, well, what's the half-life, right? Like half-life of DMPS, Merkout back in the day, called Merkout. I don't know if it still exists in that, but DMPS is 8 hours when it's in the body. DMSA is like 4 roughly. Well, the carbon technology, the binders like carboxy, for instance, or biotoxin binder that I mentioned, that's 12 to 18 hours. So even if you wanted to, you don't have to follow it because it's covalent. It's not letting go like the whole ionic binding is. But even if you wanted to follow it, then it's twice a day, you know, and not like having to set your alarm and wake up in the middle of the night. Because I did that for years. And then I figured out, oh, I've got parasites. And it's like, oh, I figured this out after doing a couple of years of DMSA chelation way back, long time ago. This is like 2000. Well, back in 2008, I actually had a really bad reaction to DMPS. So I come from the detox world, but having to set your alarm and wake up in the middle of the night. And if you just do it right, hopefully just once, otherwise maybe a couple of times you'll have to wake up to then figuring out I had parasites. Parasites actually store heavy metals. So unless you cleanse parasites first, you're not going to be able to get to the toxins that are stored within the parasites. And this again comes back to order matters. Mm. Open up your drainage, support your mitochondria, cleanse parasites out of the gut, then cleanse them out of the body systemically, because there can be them in the muscle bellies and all over the body. Then focus on detoxifying, because you have to basically peel back the protective mechanisms of these different bugs and the different places that these toxins are stored in order to actually truly get to them. That's why order matters and use stuff that works.
Yeah, I love that the company is so clear about that, especially when we get into, you know, I have a rep that I work with, this incredible Jody. She's so knowledgeable. And she always, what I love that you guys supply are these wonderful infographics that shows this order of operation, why you'd want to start with the organs of drainage first. And then, you know, near the top of the pyramid, we're starting to get into the intracellular, or where different levels of pathogens are existing. I'm in level 3, phase 3, I think of comprehensive. And that's kind of, I'm just following along and I'm trying to give each phase enough time. I'm really working with my, you know, my personality trait of a manifest generator, Uber type A, to want to like race through everything. But I'm giving it time and I'm going slow. I'm finding it does each new phase. It takes me a little while to build up and tolerate. And, you know, one thing I wanted to, I want to ask, so you guys have this protocol and I'm sure you have people from, it's not about working with disease. It's like we say, it's about working with the body and making the body have this, like the base of the pyramid, to be able to have a ground, steady ground to stand on. You know, if we're looking at people like starting CellCore, what would you say to the average person? Like, you know, do I need to have advanced Lyme disease to use CellCore? Do I need to have MS? Do I need to have like these crazy high level conditions? Or like, where would what would you tell like your neighbors that are not into health and wellness? Like, where would they get started?
I always meet them where they're at. So I have a neighbor. He's in the compliance crypto world. He's an engineer type and doesn't believe in anything like really natural. And he got his foot ran over by a car. But what was interesting, he didn't like break any bones, is the car tire like spun out on top of his foot, and he had, I think he was barefoot, so it ripped like the skin off the top.
Oh,
and he's like, it's not healing. I'm like, here, take this. And I gave him a bottle of hydroxygen.
Yeah.
It's just a little like 1 ounce bottle. And he just started putting it on. And he's like, what is this voodoo? I can literally see the skin growing. Nothing was letting the skin grow. I'm like, okay. So I just met him where he's at. Right. And then he was doing a challenge. He made a bet with some friends on that, you know, can't fast for a certain amount of time. And I was like, and there was some weight loss attached to it. So I was like, here, why don't you take some parasite cleansers while you're doing this to kind of expedite it. So I met him where he's at. I think an easy place to start is always work. You know, Cellcore is a practitioner brand. The stuff works. It's strong. So it's working with somebody that knows what they're doing, always super beneficial, first of all. So I don't want to trump anything that your practitioner is saying, but always a good place to start is just to open up drainage pathways, is to support mitochondria. But if somebody's not ready for, I don't want to do a whole protocol. Okay, well then do a full moon kit, where the next full moon, take either 3, 5, or 7 days and take some parasite cleansers and a binder, like biotoxin binder with some of the para formulas, and see what happens. Have your own experience. So how Cellcore was formed, I never wanted a supplement company, which is really funny. I was speaking on stage at a conference on actually Lyme disease and hormones. And then some guy in the audience asked a question. It's pretty in-depth biochemistry. I'm like, oh, I don't know. And then he asked another one. I'm like, man, this guy's either a jerk or he's really smart. And after I got done, I came off stage. He came up and we started chatting. I realized, oh no, he's big heart. He's just really smart. So we went to dinner. He showed me pictures of stuff that his clients like got out of them. And I mean, that's like these critters and just snake looking things and all these, you know, spaghetti worms and things. I'm like, what is that? And he's like, oh, it's Mimosa pudica seed. I have it shipped in from India and I bottle it, you know, I have it bottled myself. Let me send you some. And this is before Cellcore Biosciences existed. And within 17 days, my stomach's rolling. I'm like, gosh, this doesn't feel right. And I go to the bathroom and it was just such a relief. I look down and there's these two, they're dead, but these two long worms are like foot long, Ascaris lumbricoides, hanging out of me. And I was like, oh my gosh. I yelled at my wife to come look. My daughter,
look at this.
Well, we were at a hotel room at a conference. I wasn't speaking, but my daughter at the time comes running over. She was only 3, you know, and she looks down, looks up. She's like, Dad, why do you have string hanging from your butt? I'm like, Heather, get over here. You know, my wife, and she looks and is just disgusted. I'm like, these are worms, you know? So take some toilet paper, just slowly pull it out. I'm like, oh my gosh. And the next like month and a half, I just had piles come out of me. And I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, I've parasite cleansed before. What is going on? And realizing, right, all my symptoms I'd had of food allergies and sensitive stomach and, you know, this and that, and skin issues. It was like, oh yeah. I mean, it's clear that it's parasites, but I never found anything that actually worked. And so I just started recommending it to all my clients in the Lyme disease world, like call Dr. Todd Watt's office. It's going to come in this like compound pharmacy bottle, but it's just because it's so sticky, it has a hand encapsulated. It's called Mimosa pudica seed. And they went on and it was so profound. And that product's called Para One, once started Cellcore. And we just basically became friends. And I actually tried to talk him out of having a company, supplement company, because I'm like, I don't want to deal with the regulation and all the compliance issues and things like that. And then he just kept moving forward with his Mimosa pudica seed that he'd been working with clinically for a few years, and then finally got it bottled. And basically the day that he launched just that formula, my brother's like, hey, why don't you partner with Todd and come out with some more effective parasite cleansing stuff? I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. And he said, oh, that's a good idea. And so that's actually where we started back in 2017. And then it's just, little did I realize there's a whole team of scientists that he knew that had this thing called, you know, carbon technology that basically just needed some help on creating protocols and educating the world about it. And that's how Cellcore has been birthed. So
incredible. And I guess the other question, I want to be respectful of your hour too. I know we're almost at an hour here. You know, when somebody comes in with a chronic condition, with Lyme disease, with chronic viral infections, you know, should one jump into the CellCore world, what kind of timeline are people looking at? Is this something that I can cleanse in 6 weeks? Is this something that I can look at a few months to be doing? Is this a lifetime affair? What's been your experience?
I always look at it as a journey. So everybody wants to just be well, but what you don't realize is it's either you're getting well or expressing health, or you're expressing dis-ease or disease. So you're either moving one way or the other way. So I focus on like, this is a journey. So where are you at? If you have chronic illness, that's how CellCore was actually birthed. If you don't, it is so much easier. Because if this stuff works for those that are super sensitive and have had all of these symptoms and problems for a really long time, then somebody that isn't at that level, which is a good thing, it's going to work easier generally for and faster. Mm-hmm. So it depends on kind of where you're at, because somebody with really bad chronic illness, I mean, it could be at least a year before like, boom, the lights are like on and I've got life back. I mean, we've seen it obviously faster than that, but I don't want people to expect like, oh, within a month, I'm going to be different. It's like, no, it's a process. I mean, for the more, what I would consider average person that's not chronically ill, 4 months. 4 months protocol wise is like you are going to be tip top shape and just in such a better place. But you'll find out in the journey, part of what's important in the journey is listening to your body, and you'll find out the things that you need to focus more on and the things that are like, oh yeah, I kind of breeze through that. The things that you need to focus on, that's where you need to go to. Some people, they get stuck in parasite cleansing for a while. Some people they just toxins, and it takes a while to detoxify. And it's all about lifestyle as well too. Of course, emotional traumas, people's spiritual life, people's physical habits are going to play a role. So I look at CellCore as it's really like the chemistry side of the body, but those other parts matter as well too. So the more you're addressing all the stuff, the faster that the CellCore part will go. If you're ignoring the other stuff, the slower generally the CellCore stuff will go too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. When we just to touch on parasites again, you know, and things not necessarily all being labeled as bad. We mentioned that about viruses for a second, which we could do a whole podcast on viruses, and it's been a fascinating topic of study for me. But I often see parasites vilified, it's been my understanding through my research that they are there doing a job. You know, we have parasitic infections. And there's a role to play, whether that's, you know, I've always heard the tale that parasites have an affinity for metals, like that they're almost like these scavengers in the terrain. So if you could speak to that for a little bit, and I know it's kind of two sides of the coin. We want to get rid of the parasites or move those away from our body. But it's been my understanding that to like always think about moving the bugs out of the terrain isn't really a great long-term strategy towards a robust health.
Yeah. So the goal with parasites is actually to bring the load down and then change the environment that doesn't attract them. So they are there in response to chemicals. They're there in response to toxins. Where it gets misconstrued is when you have practitioners who are like, no, look at this research. When they did helminthotherapy, this person's IBS went away. This Crohn's disease went away. And it's like, wait a minute, back up here a second. So I'm going to ingest a rat tapeworm or a pig whipworm that doesn't really affect humans. I'm going to ingest this thing. It's going to hatch, and then it's going to distract my immune system to minimize my symptoms of IBS, ulcerative colitis, or Crohn's. And I'm going to say that that's the cure. And that's what we all need to do is actually ingest parasites, when all it is really, it's the medical model of it's trying to distract the symptom. So parasites are there because of the environment. What you have to realize and why it's so important is in the chronic illness, the parasitic load gets too elevated. It gets too high. We have to bring that down. Why parasites are needed to be addressed early on is they've shown in literature, like Dr. Alan McDonald has shown that Lyme disease, Borrelia burgdorferi bacteria, will live safely within nematodes, which is basically roundworms, right? A type of parasite. Mm. Mold spores will be inside of parasites. Mm. Toxins such as heavy metals, like you mentioned, along with other toxins, will be stored in parasites. Parasites are sponges for harboring things, bugs and toxins. So if I have, let's say I have Lyme disease or I have a certain toxin and I'm trying to kill the bug or detox that toxin, if it's being stored in parasites, you're never going to get to it. And what you need to until you clear the parasites out. This is why parasites have to come early on in the journey. I am not a fan of the idea of annihilation, like, because the bugs, like, we have bugs all over us. Mm-hmm. Parasite, though, the word parasite says one that sits, like, the Greek meaning is one that sits at another's table. So it's only taking stuff from you. Wow. Now, So parasites can actually minimize symptoms. Like if you have a toxin exposure and it's binding and it's soaking them up, it's sponging up, great. You could have a minimization of maybe a specific symptom that's being caused from that toxin because of the parasite. But the thing you have to understand is that parasites produce their byproducts, or just easy to say, parasite poop. And that's what we are reacting to, and is not good for the body. Mm-hmm. But yet the parasites aren't going to be absorbing all the toxins. So it's still, you have to detox. And it just comes back to order. Cleanse parasites, remove the toxin to change the environment, stop the friggin' onslaught and exposure of the toxin. It's usually coming in people's drinking water. There's a big exposure that's being the missing link, the radioactive elements. You're literally drinking them every day. You're like, why is this? Why don't I feel energy? Why can't I just wake up in the morning and be ready to go? It's like, because you're drinking the poison all day long. And
we're showering in it.
Yeah, well, it's really drinking it. So I'm not opposed to like whole house filtration or water filtration mm-hmm. for like showers and things, but it's really the drinking water. And people are like, no, I have RO. No, I have this filtration. No, I have that. It's just it's a false sense of security. And it's why we haven't figured out that the drinking water is the major issue, because, oh no, I use this, you know, fill the blank in 14 stage filtration. It's like, when's the last company that you can send a water sample into that's going to test for the 86,000 chemicals that are registered to the EPA? Mm-hmm. Like nobody. You'd be lucky if they test for 100, let alone 1,000, let alone 86,000. So to think like your drinking water is pure. And that's why I'm at the point now, because when we live in Puerto Rico currently. We've been here actually a little over 3 years now, but my wife's ears started clogging up. And we thought it was like an ear infection, sinus infection, did all this natural stuff. And it wasn't until we got a water distiller about a year and a half ago that all of a sudden her ears stopped being plugged. And it would sound like she's underwater. And it's like, your ears plugged? Yeah. And it would be from, she'd eat food, boom, plugged. And I was like, what's going on? Well, there's some chemical that's in the water that where we live in Puerto Rico that was obviously causing some issues. We switched over to distilled water. And all of a sudden it was like, she's like, I can hear popping in my ears. And then a month later, it was like, oh, it's more open. A couple months later, it was better. And it's only gotten better. And it's like, oh my gosh, it was. And we had a Berkey with the white filters and mm-hmm. we're like, it can't be the water.
Yeah.
And finally, I'm like, I'm getting water distiller. And sure enough, boom, it changed. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's the freaking water. And that's all we drink, right? How simple is that to make sure? We're so obsessed with food and making sure there's no chemicals in food. Mm-hmm. It's like, but the drinking water, I believe, is even more important.
I'm of that belief system too. And it's again, I'm sure we could do a whole podcast on water, and it's such a rabbit hole because there's so many questions out there. And, you know, I do that. I have the Berkey, I have the membranes. I spin the water with a spinner. I put red light on it. I do CT minerals. You know, I'm trying to do, you know, the best I can, but I'm sure, you know, again, I'm sure it could keep going.
Honestly, and I'm going to challenge you a little bit. All you need is distilled water. And then you can add the CT minerals. You can add the mito ATP to the water because that'll immediately energize or structure it instantaneously. Cause I used to Vortex, I used to have Berkey, I used to have Aqua True, used to have RO, used to have ionizers. I mean, I've been on the gamut.
Uh-huh.
And it literally, the most important part of water is just making sure there's no chemicals. And there is no perfect filtration system out there, but I believe the best one right now is distillation.
Mm.
So I'm going to challenge you, get a water distiller.
I'm going to try
test it out yourself. And then you can energize, spin, light, whatever you want after, but just make sure the chemicals are gone first place.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll try that. I consider myself a water snob. You know, I try not to drink water out at restaurants or anything like that, even with my, you know, especially with my meal. And
I'm the same.
It's definitely been something that's made a difference. What I'll say is people always say, and I don't have creams or like any skin, you know, I don't put anything on my skin or anything. I don't use shampoo. I'm shave my head, But I do people always tell me that like, your skin is glowing. Your skin is glowing. What are you doing? And I'm like, it's lifestyle. You know, it must be the water that I drink. It must be this dedication to using life-giving supplements like these bioactive carbons. You know, that's part of it. You know, there's some other cool light and energetic wellness technologies that I use, but it's been really, since I got sick, that's been the commitment, is to at least try or set the intention to eat and drink as clean as I possibly can.
Well, and just as I know we're wrapping this up because I have another meeting here. If you actually go on to, cause I push back when Dr. Todd Watts is like, it's something in your water and it's in all three of you. I was like, no, we filter. 8 months later, asking about the ears. He's like, it's in your water. I'm like, fine, I'm getting a distiller, right? Because I looked up on the Berkey website. I'm like, look at the research. It removes 99.9% of radioactive elements, right?
Right.
In the first like 50 or 100 gallons. I'm like, well, where are we at in 1,000 gallons? Where are we at in 2,000 gallons? And let's say, because everybody's water source is different, let's say there's an abundance of a very specific chemical or radioactive element. How long will it take before that filter fills up and it's not filtering anymore? Mm-hmm. You know, because there's specific parts within filters. The great thing of a water distillation, all that stuff sits at the bottom every single time, all the time. And literally the only thing that's going to come up is volatile organic compounds, potentially, that come up with the vapor of the H2O molecule. Mm-hmm. And then it just drips down through a little carbon that binds onto it. And then that little carbon pod is what you replace. But you'll be amazed when you use a distiller, like what is left in the bottom, just like the sediment and stuff like that. And so I'm going to challenge you, Freddie. You got to let me know if you do it.
I'll like start it this week. I'll tell you if anything shifts.
And people can go buy distilled water in jugs, but then you're getting the plastic. So I recommend just, right. I have a countertop water distiller. It's all stainless steel. It drips into a glass jar. That's what I have. I don't work for any distiller company. And you know, the one I bought, if people are wondering, it's mypurewater.com, just mm-hmm. the countertop unit. That's what I have. But just go get a water distiller. I think drinking it from a jug is way better, but you're still going to, you know, you're going to have some of that plastic byproduct that's in the jugs. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, unless you could go get distilled water and go fill up a big glass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If they have a water distillation. Yep.
I think Whole Foods does that. I think they do that. Dr. J, I could ask you so, so many questions. And I know that also, like we said, Dr. Todd, your business partner, I know you guys have so many things that you share that make the team amazing. I'm going to set the intention to do this again in the future. I'm going to switch out the water. I have so many people asking me good questions about CellCore. Where would you tell people to go if they just want to kind of learn about the product and the systems and the whys and the methodology of CellCore?
Well, CellCore is a practitioner brand. So it's CellCore.com. Yes. There's not a lot of stuff public. We really focus with training practitioners and a lot of, you know, there's a lot of censorship and things we have to be worried about on what we communicate on certain topics. So mm-hmm. that stuff's like all behind a login for practitioners. But I just recommend to find a practitioner like your, you know, like yourself, yeah. or somebody that's certified or understands CellCore and meet with them. And, you know, there's tons of handouts and information and things that we have for practitioners that they can pass along. But that's probably the best way. And you can always email too. If you're looking for somebody, I guess you can email our support team, but I just recommend reach out to yourself and get some assistance there.
Yeah. My only complaint is that people will be texting me pictures of poop and parasites and liver flukes in the middle of the night. And cause everybody's like,
hey, welcome to my world, Freddie. Welcome to my world.
I was like, literally, and I don't ask. And I was like, listen, I celebrate you. This is the last picture of the toilet I want in my phone. So I'm so excited. We're going to do more. Jay, I think this was easily one of the most informative, best podcasts. I'm so excited. There's so many overlaps of truth that I could go on and on in stories. And like you said, these things, we can show this through science that they arise from in the body. Many, many examples of this. I didn't get into the story of like, you know, it's always been fascinating to me when you look at a corpse and you have this body. And I know this is kind of a gross story. It could be an animal corpse that within about a week, there's like all these like bugs and maggots and all these things out of this animal. And they didn't crawl out of the woods. They like come from the animal. It's a process. They were in these little microbes, little microbes, all of a sudden within a week are like these great big animals. You know, they grow because it's part of this life process. And I think that's always resonated with me that yep. this is something in me that's coming up as a result of the emotional imbalance, the environmental imbalance, that we have instances where we use, people always forget about this, that pisses me off, that we use viral infections at some point to target specific cancers. You know, there's clinics in Mexico, which will use viral infections in the brain to work with certain types of glioblastoma, where they'll bring inflammation from a viral infection, mobilize the immune system, and then the immune system goes to work and starts working on these specific cancers. So to label all these bugs and viruses is bad. It's so irresponsible. And I think it just takes a little thinking out of the box and reading and then talking to people who have walked through this personal experience N equals one experiments and really listening to their story and leaning into that.
Yep. Germ theory is not accurate, but you're dealing with a consciousness level on this world that thinks it is. So focus on the poison and toxin rather than just worrying about the bug and it's taking it down. Cause I do agree. Like they're always there in us. We're made of it. It's only when the environment changes that then they respond. And it's usually a poison, a chemical, a toxin that then they'll respond. And then we'll be like, oh, I can't believe I caught this bug or got this flu. It's like, no, you're just exposed to a poison and your body's trying to clean it up. But you think you caught a bug from outside of you. Everything comes from within. And I agree with your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it's fascinating. So I can't wait to connect again. I can't wait to get this podcast out to the audience. I'm going to turn it around really quick because it's so amazing. And can people hear you speak anywhere? Do you have any events coming up that you'd like people to be aware of? Any practitioners?
Yeah. If you're a practitioner, you can go to cellcore.com and register for a practitioner. We have an event October 28th, 29th, and 30th. So 3-day event in Boise, Idaho. Just for practitioners, you can come in person, or if you want to be virtual, there's also a virtual streaming option as well. It's amazing. I think there's probably like 400 people registered already in for the event in person, but the culture, the energy in person just doesn't beat streaming it. But if that's all you got, that's all you got. So yeah, cellcore.com is probably the best, you know, and you can register right there as a practitioner, or just reach out to us and we can connect you.
Wonderful. Well, I honor you. I honor the work you're doing. I honor your story and the incredible. I'm so glad you and your wife are on the other side and more to come. Thank you for being a guest on the Beautifully Broken podcast. Namaste.
Thanks, Freddie.
Yes.
Does anybody think that these health upgrades sound expensive? They can be an investment, but after truly learning how money works, the inflationary nature of our fiat currency, combined with the fact that big banks charged, are you ready for this? $34 billion to the poorest members of society, I knew I was ready for a shift. In my opinion, money is energy, and I've seen too many scenarios which compromised health is attached to financial distress. The energy is not flowing. And to break that cycle, it's going to take a new level of thinking to come up with a different result. Enter Celsius Network. This is my bank that's not a bank. Celsius is a place to store cryptocurrency safely and get an incredible return on your stored wealth. They share up to 80% of the revenue with the users, not the board of trustees, so you can earn up to 17.78% APY distributed weekly. I'd like to see a bank beat that. So what does that look like? Every Monday, I get a direct deposit of the money I've earned as a reward for joining the community on my beautifully designed app with this high-end customer interface. I've made over $2,600 by joining Celsius in just over 9 months. I've never made that in the history of time through my old, air quote, big bank. So they have 0% in withdrawal fees. Over 500,000 users and $10 billion in assets that are insured. And you can also use your crypto or borrow dollars or stable coins with loans starting at just 1%. That's correct. You can borrow from yourself and keep your own money and pay it back over the next 6 months to a year. Say it with me, financial freedom is back on the market. So check out the link in the show notes to join Celsius. I've got a special offer to earn $30 in stable coins by joining the community. Please don't take this as financial advice, and everything I offer is an opportunity to do your own research and make the best choice for your abundance. Let the green energy flow so you can do more good in the world. My friends, you made it to the end of the podcast, and here we are in season 3. I think our relationship is developing into something really special. So there are two ways to support this show. The first is by joining my membership program at buymeacoffee.com/FreddieSetGo. Here you'll get early access to all the podcasts, bonus episodes, video clips, discounted coaching, and free webinars with thought leaders in the wellness and transformational technology industry. It's a chance to take your listening experience and put it into action. The second way is to support the podcast through FreddieSetGo.com and download the Beautifully Broken Buyer's Guide. This is my new ebook, which is a collection of transformational technology, supplements, and courses that have worked for me, my clients, and my family. These are things that I've found to be incredibly helpful in my healing journey, and I put them all in one book. Most of them offer significant discounts just by clicking the link or using the discount code. And please know they don't cost you anything extra. And at the same time, they support the podcast through affiliations. My heart thanks you for tuning in. I'm so glad you're here with us. If you've enjoyed today's show, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. And if you want to connect with me directly, I'm on Instagram at FreddieSetGo or buymeacoffee.com/FreddieSetGo. Last message from my vast team of lawyers that I pay a lot of money for. The information on this podcast is for educational purposes only. By listening, you agree not to use the information found here as medical advice to treat any medical condition in yourself, your family members, or others. Always consult your own physician for any medical issues that you may be having challenges with. That's it for today. Our closing, the world is changing. We need you at your very best. So take the steps today to always be upgrading. Remember, while life is pain, putting the fractured pieces back together is a beautiful process. I love you. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel. Namaste.